With pretty much all of us needing to cut back on sugar, some say making sugar more expensive is one way to get people to consume less. The residents of Philadelphia may soon find out if that works. The city council is expected to vote tomorrow on a proposal to tax soda and other sugary drinks. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports this hasn't gone over well with the beverage industry, which has spent millions of dollars to defeat the measure.
When the mayor of Philadelphia first proposed a 3-cent per ounce tax on sugary drinks, the American Beverage Association, which includes Coke and Pepsi as members, was quick to finance a campaign railing against it. Since March, records showed they've spent about $4.2 million on TV and other media buys to air spots like this one.
This tax could mean higher prices on hundreds of grocery items with some sugar, like soft drinks, sports drinks, juice drinks, energy drinks, and teas. Take action, because 3 cents adds up fast.
Small business owners would also lose out, according to the industry-funded group called No Philly Grocery Tax, which has gathered testimonials, such as this one, from Wayne Green.
If it is implemented, the bottom line is going to hurt. It would definitely have an effect on my revenue.
These ads have not dissuaded the city council. Last week, members took a first step towards approving a modified version of the mayor's proposal. What's on the table and is up for a final vote is a tax of 1.5 cents per hour. Ounce that would also include diet drinks. This would add about a quarter tax to a 16-ounce soda. Now, the big selling point here is that much of the estimated $100 million a year raised by the tax would help boost funding for programs such as citywide pre-K education, something that Philadelphia pastor James Hall says in this ad spot is what the city needs.
We are the poorest big city in America. The soda companies profit by targeting the poorest communities. Now they are being asked to give a little back. It's the right thing to do.
This ad was paid for by a group called Philadelphians for a Fair Future, which has spent about $1.3 million on ads to counter the beverage industry's messages. Now, much of the financial backing has come from Michael Bloomberg, who took on big sodas when he was mayor of New York City, and from philanthropists Laura and John Arnold, who say that the tax would help the city battle the harmful effects of sugar. For clues as to how the tax would impact sales of sugary drinks, we can look to Mexico. After the country passed a tax on sugary drinks in 2014, sales dipped about 12%. Michael Long of George Washington University, who studies strategies to fight obesity, predicts this would happen in Philly, too.
The evidence is clear that when prices go up, people buy less of things.
And this decline, Long says, would benefit the waistlines of the residents of the city of brotherly love. He and his colleagues at the Harvard School of Public Health published a 10-year estimate.
We'd expect over 12,000 cases of obesity prevented by the end of the 10-year period and $65 million in healthcare cost savings.
The opposition group, No Philly Grocery Tax, says the tax would be unfair, and the group's spokesperson, Larry Seisler, says their new poll shows public opinion is on their side.
We found that 58% of Philadelphians oppose this tax.
And Seisler says if the city council does pass the tax on sweetened drinks, there are a number of strategies they could use to fight it. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.